86.1.
Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Mastermind, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Thursday, 4th of February, 2021 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the Isle of Man and background to the news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates, and the newsmakers in person tonight. No new cases of COVID-19. That's 8 active cases, none in Nobles. Our borders are our best weapon and greatest weakness, says Mr. Asher. But the new variants are here, says the Director of Public Health. Braddon rates up 21p, but a new £6.5 million community complex is on the way. And how they got COVID wrong in the Channel Islands. All on post-lockdown 2, Freedom Day 4.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, 29 minutes before 6, the update news headlines. Fastamai, Alex Watton.
Fastamai, there have been no new cases of COVID-19 reported in the Isle of Man in the last 24 hours. It means the total number of active cases remains at 8. Meanwhile, new variants of COVID-19 have reached the island. The news was confirmed by the Director of Public Health at a coronavirus media conference this afternoon. Genomic sequencing results show there have been 5 cases of the new UK variant, described as the Kent strain, and 1 case of the South African. The Home Affairs Minister says domestic abuse will be a crime on the island by the autumn. The Domestic Abuse Act was first introduced in the House of Keys in October 2019 and was eventually given royal assent a year later, but it's still awaiting enabling legislation. And the Isle of Man Fire Service says it's been dealing with a number of flooding issues around the island today. Crews from the Douglas, Kirkmichael and Ramsey stations have all been called out to situations in the Glenvine, Ramsey and Douglas areas in particular. Further afield, the Bank of England predicts the UK economy will recover rapidly from the coronavirus pandemic. It's estimating growth of 5% in 2021, partially due to the success of the vaccine rollout. Another 915 people have died after testing positive for COVID-19 in the UK, but official figures show 1 in 5 adults have now had their first dose of a vaccine. Those are the headlines, news in full at 6.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goramaya, thank you. Alex from the Ronalds Way Met Office. Irish sea weather indicates some strong winds out at sea. On the Isle of Man tonight, well, there's fog on the mountain road and wet roads absolutely everywhere. Sporadic rain on a moderate east-southeasterly. Through the night down to 6 Celsius. And for Friday, Jehenia, cloudy and wet. The rain will become lighter. Daytime maximum 7 degrees, down to 6 through the night. Into Saturday, Jerashaxton for the weekend. Saturday, Jasan, cloudy with occasional showers, up to 6 degrees. Dry and cold on Sunday, Jaduni. Sunset was about half an hour ago. Low water is at 9:45 tonight. High water 19 minutes to 5, sunrise tomorrow morning. It is at 8:01.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and get your instant quote online. Manxglass.com.
Our borders remain our strongest defence against the threat of COVID-19. The message from the Health and Social Care Minister. On the day it was revealed that new variants of coronavirus have reached the shores of the Isle of Man. Genomic testing shown 5 cases of the Kent strain and 1 of the South African. It prompted David Ashford to plead with those travelling to ensure they follow the rules.
Our borders are our greatest weapon, but also our greatest weakness. As the Director of Public Health has said on many previous occasions, we are only as safe as the last person across the border. As we look around the world at the situation in many other jurisdictions, it is clear that when it comes to spreading of this virus, it only takes one person to decide to deviate from those rules to cause a widespread outbreak. The measures are there to protect our community and allow us to maintain the enviable position of having and exercising personal freedoms that other nations cannot currently enjoy. So please, if you are returning to the island after travel, stick to the rules, no matter how difficult it may be. It not only protects our community as a whole, but also your own loved ones at home from potential infection and spread. None of us know how this virus will affect us until we contract it, and by then, it is too late. So please stick to the rules and help our island community stay safe.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, providing the island's first truly unlimited tariff.
25 to 6 on update. The Ben McCree is in Douglas Harbour, by the way. The Isle of Man should be concerned about new variants of COVID-19 coming to our shores. The message from government, which says it's keeping a close watch on what's happening in the UK and further afield. Here's Tessa Hawley.
We have had one South African variant detected on island in a traveller, and it was contained.
That's Director of Public Health, Dr. Henrietta Ewart, who says news that the coronavirus is mutating is of concern in the Isle of Man. New strains have emerged from South Africa, Brazil, and even Kent, with fears that the virus is more transmissible, causing more severe side effects, and in some cases, immune to the vaccines. Dr. Ewart says the island's approach to tackling these new strains is under constant review.
The approach would still be to secure the borders, because that's the only place that any variant of COVID is going to come on island. So the borders are absolutely key. And obviously we are constantly, and the Council of Ministers is constantly, reviewing what's going on across in terms of the overall level of infection, the pattern around new variants of concern, and the emerging evidence about the possible impact of those new variants of concern. So I think, you know, it is not possible to rule out that government may wish to consider mechanisms such as formal quarantine in a supervised facility. But at the moment, the evidence that we have is not arguing for a change in the immediate future, but it is constantly under review.
Sea-Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
23 minutes before 6, the Ben McCree left Heysham at 5 to 2 this afternoon. She arrived in Douglas Harbour about 10 minutes ago, now on the Lynx span, and will be departing at 8:45 this evening, slightly later. Well, an hour later than she normally does, and be arriving consequently in Heysham at 12:30. Every night, you may hear me mention, I've seen the Ben McCree on the Manx Radio webcams, and you can spot the Ben. We have 3 webcams in Douglas Harbour. All you need to do is go to manxradio.com, click on the Community tab, and there's a page of 18 webcams around the Isle of Man on the Community tab. You'll be there for hours.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
Well, last night on Update, we posed the question, when will domestic abuse be a crime on the Isle of Man? A question still not quite been answered. The Domestic Abuse Act was first introduced in the House of Keys in October of 2019 and was eventually given royal assent a year later. So why then can't people be charged with the offence of domestic abuse? Amy Griffiths spoke to the Home Affairs Minister, Graham Cregeen.
We've had royal assent on it, and now we're working on guidance regulations. And part of what we're trying to do is to make sure that we've consulted with other departments. So it's not just what we do as the Department of Home Affairs, it's how we interact with other departments, because it does affect, say, the police, Department of Education, Department of Health, and even in some way, Department of Infrastructure.
We're waiting, so then, really, with this Act, for all the enabling legislation that goes along with it to make sure that other departments can work together on it and there's a coordinated approach. So how long does that sort of process normally take?
Well, I think it all depends on what the legislation is and how quickly we can work through it. Because one of the things that we've got to be real careful is we've got to try and make sure this is as right as we can get it before we actually start dealing with the legislation correctly and getting the appointed day order. So I think sort of we are trying to make sure that we actually get it in before the end of this administration.
Obviously, there needs to be more work done in getting the enabling legislation to go along with the Act. I mean, how much of a role has coronavirus and the pandemic played in delaying things? Has it delayed things?
It's had an effect on it, because officers who have been dealing with this have had to deal with legislation dealing with COVID as well. So, yeah, it's had that effect. But I think what we've really got to focus on is trying to get this all pushed together. We really do have to sort of get everybody working together. And it's given us that opportunity because people have seen that departments can work together and people have worked together during this COVID crisis. And we've got to carry that on. So it is cross-government and across with the third sector.
Manx Radio Business Briefing with Western Union Business Solutions.
Good evening. It's 20 to 6 on Manx Radio. People shopping online over Christmas during the pandemic gave Google a big boost. Parent company Alphabet posted a record $56.9 billion revenue stream. Growth, that is, for the fourth quarter, mostly due to strong growth in advertising, topping analysts' expectations by almost $4 billion. The figures reflect a continuing recovery in global ad spending after a drop in early 2020 when the pandemic first hit. On the downside, though, Google suffered more losses in its cloud division and has had to pay $3.8 million to settle allegations of discrimination against women and Asians, announced by the US Department of Labor. Stand by for the surge of the baby boomers. With the economy poised for a silver surge in spending as those baby boomers get vaccinated first, the generation born between 1945 and 1965 will have more freedom and disposable income since they were less likely to lose their jobs during the pandemic and have boosted their savings during shutdowns. The UK's largest tour operator, TUI, says 50% of its online bookings are currently made by the over 50s, and National Express's coach holiday businesses have reported a 185% increase in bookings in the last fortnight compared with last year. And finally, if you're eating, I apologise. Insects are fit for human consumption and it's official. Mealworm burgers, mealworm flour and other products could soon be in shops after the EU's Food Safety Agency ruled that insects can be eaten by humans. The sale of insect food products has been prohibited in France, Germany, amongst others, though edible insect products have been sold in a small scale in some countries, including in the UK. Edible insect fans point to their relatively high protein content, they're far less resource-intensive in production than traditional livestock, and are widely eaten in much of the world.
Manx Radio Business Briefing with Western Union Business Solutions. Find out more at business.westernunion.com. The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
18 minutes before 6, UK and European stocks closed mixed as investors remained focused on earnings reports and developments on the C-19 pandemic. The dollar strengthened. Oil, little changed despite OPEC Plus's alliance of major producers sticking to a reduced output policy. Gold fell, and in corporate news, Unilever increased its fourth quarter dividend. JD Sports Fashion said it had raised £464.2 million in a share placing to finance expansion and acquisitions. And the numbers at the close from Ramsey Crookall: the FTSE 100 flat at 6,503. The DAX in Frankfurt closed down up 0.9% at 14,059. In New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial up 0.9% at 30,992. And still going strong, the NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index up 0.5% at 13,686. In Chicago, the S&P 500 up 0.7% at 3,856. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling worth $1 36.6 cents and €1 14.1 cents and 20 South African rand 54.8 cents. Finally, in commodities, gold down almost 2.5% at $1,790 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil down 0.1% at $58.58.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsey Crookall, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, investing in our people and technology.
Internet traffic across the Isle of Man increased during the circuit break lockdown as a direct result of people being forced to work from home. But no issues with delivery were reported. Despite the surge, say Manx Telecom, the chief exec is Gary Lamb.
During the 3 weeks of the circuit breaker, we actually saw traffic increase during the day. But in terms of peak levels, there was no increase in the peaks. So we had no notable issues on the network. It held up well. So overall, very pleased.
So would you say you're satisfied that all of your MT customers got what they paid for over that period?
Yeah, so we, as I said, we managed to provide, continue to provide broadband without any glitches. We also ran what we did in the last lockdown was the Here For You campaign. So again, we tried to do what we can to help customers in terms of receiving the connectivity and whatever we can also just to help them during a sort of a tricky period.
Lockdowns could be a new normal for us going forward. So what's the MT approach going forward? Are you ready for another one if that's what happens?
Absolutely. I mean, gosh, we all hope that we won't have another lockdown. And, you know, I'd just like to say what a fantastic job the government have done and, of course, the public on the Isle of Man to be in this lucky position that we've had just a 3 week circuit breaker. And of course, had 6 months of freedom last year. But yeah, we run a business continuity plan all year. We have done this before. So actually migrating from business as usual to a lockdown situation is pretty seamless for us now.
Manx Radio Sport.
Fastamaya, Rhiann Evans.
Fastamaya, a very good evening to you. The air will be filled with the sound of revving engines this weekend as the 2021 Manx Motocross season finally gets underway. Kicking off proceedings will be the MX Practice of Freedom, which is on this Sunday, the 7th of February, at a newly modified and improved course in Jerby. There'll be no one left out, as all classes are involved in the opening fun day, with riders from all disciplines being encouraged to take part. Signing on is from 9 a.m, with the first session due to get going at 10:30. The Isle of Man Schoolboy Motocross Club is behind the event, and they are on the hunt for marshals over the age of 16 to help out. If you do get involved in that, you will be paid for the day's work. To find out more, you can head on over to the Isle of Man Schoolboy Motocross Club Facebook page, the link to which can be found at manxradio.com on our sports page. Further afield, and the head of the Tokyo Olympics organising committee has apologised for making inappropriate remarks about women. Yoshiro Mori retracted the comments but said he was not planning to stand down after calls for his resignation. The Games chief was earlier quoted saying women talk too much and that meetings with many female board directors would take a lot of time. In basketball, and Great Britain's women's hopes of making the 2021 Eurobasket finals will depend on the results in other groups after their 67-57 defeat by Belarus. GB can now finish second at best in the group, with only 5 of 9 second place teams sure to qualify. And in athletics, Britain's Laura Muir will not attempt to win a European indoor double for the third year running as she focuses instead on preparing for the Tokyo Olympics. The 27-year-old defended her 1500 metre and 3000 metre titles in Glasgow 2 years ago, but will sit out the event in March.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
12 minutes before 6, one departure and one arrival at Ronald's Way. The 4:50 patient transfer Loganair to Liverpool left at 13 minutes past 5. 23 minutes late, she'll be back at 20 to 7 this evening. On the roads, fog on the mountain and wet roads absolutely everywhere, so do take care. Phase closures for water main replacement and sewerage infrastructure in Peel between the House of Mananan and the Boatyard. Also in Peel, Factory Lane and Chapel Lanes closed for highway reconstruction. Works was delayed due to the lockdown. Westlands in Peel is closed for demolition, refurbishment and extension. Quarterbridge Road is one way northbound only for curb replacement. All that work should finish on the 28th of this month. Get used to it. Glen Elphin Road in Ramsey. Parking is suspended for nearby construction work. Look out at that unnamed lane at the back of Duke Street by Villiers Square in Douglas. Will be closed for reconstruction of numbers 42 to 50 Duke Street. They're saying the 3rd of June that will be finished. And just to reiterate, fog on the mountain, wet roads everywhere.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre. Spread your payments interest-free. Get more with... Quayside!
While the Isle of Man circuit breaker worked quickly to stop COVID-19 spreading, the same can't be said for Guernsey. Despite lockdown restrictions, cases in the Channel Island have continued to rise, and the BBC Jersey correspondent Ashley Tracy called the Man in Line this afternoon to paint a picture of what was happening.
Completely overnight, it seems like, has changed for Guernsey. Obviously, giving you a perspective from a fellow Channel Island, but not being there, I can't entirely tell you how they're feeling. But the message is, if in doubt, don't go out. They've gone right back to a full lockdown after some community spreading. It started with 4 cases. That was a couple of weeks ago. It went up to 31. They're now at 329 known active cases of COVID-19, 36 new cases found in the last day. The week before that, there'd been a national news report talking about the fact that because the Isle of Man was in lockdown at that point, they were the only place in the British Isles without social distancing. They'd had Christmas parties like you had. Everything had been so normal for them for such a long time. And it just goes to show you how quickly things can change. They, like the Isle of Man, straight away went in instant lockdown for them, work from home, no schools, social distancing, go out for 2 hours a day. They're back. They're right back to the start with this. And what they've said is they believe that a dance festival and a couple of pubs might be the reason behind it. So they put out announcements that if you're in the Crow's Nest or the Ship and Crown, places that people from the Isle of Man might have visited when those air links were up and running in the summer last year, then you were to go into isolation. And there was a dance festival, not like a rave, more like the Guild, but for dancing, costumes, ballet, that sort of thing. If you'd gone there, then you had to get tested and go into isolation as well. They seem to be getting a handle on it there, although, you know, I know that people in Guernsey that I've spoken to are worried about the fact that the numbers continue to go up. The hope was that they would do a short, sharp circuit breaker like you did a couple of weeks, they said, when the announcement was first made. But as the numbers tick up, I think it'll be a few more weeks before they start considering any real changes. And it won't be a switching back on of the tap like it was for you. I think they're going to be getting back to normal in stages when they are able to.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
Good evening. It's 8 minutes before six. Major investment in Braddon's behind a 21 pence rate rise in the parish, according to the chairman of the commissioners. Work on a £6.5 million community complex is set to begin later this year, while improvements are being made at Crunkrenick Park. Andrew Jessop said they made no secret of the rate increase.
We have debated on a regular basis over the last year or so, the likely impact on the rates of this, and that the rates would go up. But at the moment, our rates that we've set are still below the level they were in about 10 years ago, because over the last few years, we've been able to manage the finances. We've had efficiency savings where possible and still invest in new facilities and keep services going, which, for example, the curbside, which we're one of only two local authorities on the island running that type of service. We've managed to continue to put money into the community, but we've also been able to do it at lower levels. So we've only reversed in some respects some of the reduction that people have been having over the last, as I say, 10 years.
That 230 pence rate in 2008-09 financial year, is that the ceiling? Do you, as a board, consciously look at the figures and say we cannot possibly go any higher than 230 pence in the pound?
No, that's not. Basically, we raise the money that we need to actually provide the services and the facilities that we are providing for the community. And if it costs more than that, as we've pointed out, we're still very competitively priced at our new level. So in comparison to other authorities around the island, particularly these days, Braddon's not the rural parish that it once was, about 20, 30 years ago. We're now on a par in many respects with some of the small towns, and that's what we should be being compared with rather than necessarily someone like Bride or maybe Arbury.
plans by Shaw to build a 15-metre-high mobile phone antenna at a vacant plot on Woodburn Lane have been opposed by a number of residents. The telecoms provider wants to erect the mast behind the properties as part of the development of its 5G network to boost coverage. But those who live by the site, which is a conservation area, are against it. Alexander Drive residents Mac and Jane.
The fact that we live in a conservation area and there's a piece of land at the back that could be utilised for the residents more than putting a fence around it and putting one little mast on the corner. They're going to take up the whole piece of land. We're short of parking, we're short of garages. There is a possibility of using it to keep it as a conservation area and also to help the residents.
The area that they're going to use is going to be isolated with one massive tower in it that could be put anywhere, possibly anywhere on the island. It's be far better to be able to use the land that there is there for something more beneficial and in keeping with the area rather than a mast.
Well, Shaw would argue that they want to give this fast 5G internet to the people of Douglas. I mean, there's nowhere perfect, surely, to put a mast of this size and scale to reach these homes in this area.
There is nowhere perfect, but they could look at fibre, but they're saying no, they won't use fibre. Why put it on a vacant plot of land that could be utilised to the benefit of the residents? They could find an area that's smaller, they could find an area that's not within the conservation area. What they're doing is they found a piece of land and the owner is quite happy to rent it out to them, not thinking of what that land could be utilised for.
That's it for Update tonight, produced from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Newsreader Alex Watton, producer Tessa Hawley. I'm Andy Winton, back tomorrow evening at 5:30. And if you're listening as a podcast, by the way, thank you for making Update the Isle of Man's most subscribed to news podcast. If you're not yet on the bus, go to Apple, Google, Smart Speaker, Spotify, the TuneIn app, or details at manxradio.com.